Susan, both Republicans and Democrats were happy about increases in education and early literacy. What kind of investment is the state making in those areas?
We're not seeing huge boosts, but certainly more than we have in recent years. And, you finally saw education budgets pass with bipartisan support, which we really have not seen in the last 4 years.
You know, Kim, this early literacy piece is interesting. We know that in Michigan, 70%, I believe, of fourth grade students don't test at grade level for literacy. So what does this investment in early literacy programs mean?
Well, this third grade reading initiative or early literacy is probably the big new initiative in the budget. And as you pointed out, almost 70% of Michigan fourth graders are not reading at nationally recognized proficiency levels. We're actually 40th among the 50 states, and we're getting worse. So this investment is designed to, in part, train teachers on how to teach reading. It's also to give students in those early grades, kindergarten through third grade, some more time, if you will, in terms of working on this reading issue. It also includes some other things like home visiting programs that maybe will help parents focus on reading with their youngsters. But it is the big new initiative in this budget.
Susan, there is some additional money going towards roads and infrastructure in this budget. But how do the budget numbers measure up against the estimated $2 billion needed for Michigan roads?
Well, what we're seeing is about a $400 million investment, which, obviously is a far cry from $2 billion. And that $2 billion number is an annual cost. So there is an awful lot of one-time money in this budget. So certainly we have not gotten to a comprehensive solution yet.
Ken, anything else stand out in this budget for you?
Well, I think this is a case of an improving economy. It's like a rising tide that lifts all boats, because at the same time they made some increases in education funding, they also found $400 million for roads. But with that being said, given the need for roads, it's still kind of the 900-pound gorilla in the room. And in terms of schools, although there was an increase, not as large as some would have liked.
Susan, now that the budget is out of the way, what do you think is next on the legislative agenda?
Well, as Ken said, roads are still the top issue in the state. And we have indications from both the House and the Senate that they're going to devote a lot of the summer to trying to identify a comprehensive solution.
And Ken, seeing how that has panned out so far, what do you think the chances are of them actually finding something that works?
Well, they have to find something that works. This legislature will, it's a defining issue for them to solve this road problem. And even House Republicans that are trying to advance a bill or legislation that doesn't include new revenue, even most of them are recognizing that some new revenue has got to come into roads.
Ken Sikkema is Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants, and Susan Demas is publisher of Inside Michigan Politics. Ken, Susan, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.